It's the Mixtape on 90.5 WJFF.
This is Patricio Robayo, and I'm filling in for Jason Tuga for the Mixtape. That was Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit from 1991. And tonight we're going to bring you 90s alternative and grunge music, the hits and not so hits. And I wanted to sort of explore this era of music. In the 90s, I was a kid in the city, going to high school in Manhattan. And that was when the grunge scene came through, or the alternative scene came through. It was just perfect time. I was getting out of my father's musical shadow, listening to the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel, which are still great. Don't get me wrong. But when I found out about the Nirvana and Soundgarden, U2, and it made me feel like this was my music. So we're going to go into Whole Dull Parts from 94. This is Kurt Cobain's wife, Courtney Love's band. And this song came out the same year that Kurt Cobain died. So I thought it was poignant to play right after the big hit from the grunge era, as well as the Teen Spirit. So again, here's Courtney Love's band, Whole with Dull Parts.
I am Dull Eyes, Dull Mouth, Dull Legs. I am Dull Arms, Big Veins, Dull Babe. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. It's
You're listening to a special edition of The Mixtape. I'm Patricio Robao, filling in for Jason Tugal. We heard Hole with Thaw Parts from 1994. Then you heard some Blind Melon, No Rain from 1992. And from their debut album, 10, Pearl Jam, all the way back in 1991. The top shows in 1991 was 60 Minutes, Roseanne, Murphy Brown, Cheers, Home Improvement, and Designing Women. And of course, if you know, if you grew up in the 90s or any era before the internet era, we had to be home to watch these shows or set up your VCR to record and hope for the best and record all those commercials and stuff like that. So moving right along here, here's some Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun from 1994.
Come wash away the rain. Perfect soul.
That was Radiohead's Creep from 1992. Earlier, we heard Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun from 1994 and Rage Against the Machine from 1996. You're listening to The Mixtape on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo, filling in for Jason Tugal. And we're going down memory lane of the 90s alt and grunge music movement. And I said earlier in about 1994, it's the year that Kurt Cobain died. And for me, when that happened as a teenager and being into the grunge and alternative scene, it was a heavy hit that Kurt Cobain died. I remember, obviously MTV was huge. Videos would be made like it was art form. And MTV News was on 24/7 almost when that incident happened when he took his own life. And it sort of changed the whole scene. And Kurt Cobain's death was a big hole that was left in place in music world. Here's Beck, Loser, from 1994.
In the time with the plastic eyeballs, spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose, kill the headlights and put it in neutral, stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control, babies in Reno with the vitamin D, got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat, someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt, don't believe everything that you breathe, they get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve, so shave your face in the dark, saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Double bell box guy.
So I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug, the daytime crap of the with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
I'm a loser, baby.
That was The Cure from back in 1992. Obviously, The Cure was, I guess, alternative band. You could consider that at that time. Obviously, they were there in the 80s and before the whole grunge and alternative scene came on. Earlier, we heard Beck, Loser from 1994 and Smash Up Pumpkins, 1979 from 1996. One of the fondest memories I have of the 90s is going to Blockbuster. There was a Blockbuster not too far away from my house. I grew up in the Bronx, and it was a treat driving home on Friday with relatives or cousins and say, hey, do you want to pick up a movie? And it wasn't until 97 that Blockbuster started having DVDs. So in early 90s, it was still cassettes, you know, Be Kind, Rewind. And that was a treat, you know, going down to the Blockbuster, checking out all the covers and making that decision of what movie you're going to have for the over the weekend. All right, coming up now is PJ Harvey, Down by the Water from 1995.
I lost my heart. Girl.
You're listening to The Mixtape on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo, filling in for Jason Tugal. Thank you so much for joining me on this evening. We heard PJ Harvey, Down by the Water, from 1995, and heard Depeche Mode, I Feel You, from 1993. Now, this was at that time a big departure for Depeche Mode. You know, up until that time, they were considered like sort of a techno-electronic band. And in 92, they started incorporating live instruments into their not only live shows but also their recording, and sort of kept on that into this present day. And of course, Depeche Mode was still around, still creating music. So I'm going to leave you with one last song, one from my favorite band, U2. This song is called "Even Better Than the Real Thing." It's off of their Octoon Baby album. And have you ever seen the video? It was sort of dizzying at first. And this is before like CGI got really popular in music videos. And if you don't know, the music video for "Even Better Than the Real Thing" is basically a camera spinning over and under the band members there. And this was such a cool thing to see in the early 90s. I was a U2 fan from the 80s due to my brother listening to Joshua Tree. And I fell in love with the Joshua Tree as a kid in 87. And then when they reemerged with this new sound, this new alternative grungy sound, right when and they recorded this album Achtung Baby in Berlin during the fall of the Berlin Wall. So again, thank you so much for listening to The Mixtape on a Friday evening. Again, I was your host, Patricio Robayo, filling in for Jason Tugal. Again, here's You Two, Even Better Than The Real Thing. This one came out in 1992. Take care of yourself and stay safe in the snow. Bye-bye.
Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. This week, it's a live event on the incredible food culture of Hawaii. We talk with Top Chef star Sheldon Simeon, James Beard Award-winning chef Robin Mai, and many more guests, trying to find out why Hawaii is maybe the best place on earth to eat. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill. A winter storm warning is in effect from 1 a.m. Sunday through 7 p.m. Monday. Snow begins early Sunday morning and becomes heavy at times, especially Sunday into Sunday night. Snowfall rates could exceed 2 inches per hour, making travel very difficult to impossible. The heaviest snow is expected across central New York, the Catskills, and northeast Pennsylvania. If you can, delay or avoid travel. If you must go out, dress in layers and cover exposed skin to protect against the extreme cold. Stay tuned to Radio Catskill for updates.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.